All right. Face mask on. Heading to the elevator. I think I walked through someone's crop dust. Oh man, does not smell good. Alright. This whole process of getting ready to go out, I don't like that. I'm just a grab my coat and run guy. Now let's, do I have my gloves? My face mask? The whole routine. Don't touch the buttons on the elevator. Avoid people. Don't touch the door handle on the way out. Coast is clear. And one more door. And that's it. Hey, how you doing? This is Tony. Welcome to Finding Subjects. It's a shame you missed the last 8 minutes because I had a really good episode going. But I looked down and the record button wasn't pressed. Rookie! Rookie! Put in the rookie! Or take him out now. Big mistake, right? It's happened before. I had one of my best interviews up in the mountains in Arizona. This guy was great. I'm searching for this little... There's just a little... like a crinkling or something. A noise. I can't locate it right now, but I'm sitting in the car doing a podcast today. And, when I did that interview in Arizona, this guy was great. He was a college professor. And I looked down, man, at the end. I didn't hit the record button. So I'm good now. You know, I'm glad because I was making some mistakes and some... here, you hear that? Oh, you know what it is? Listen. Guess who didn't shave today? That's it. That's my beard on my jacket. I got a soccer jacket on, so it happens. So, yeah, people are saying to me, they often ask, why do you record in your car, man? Why don't you just do it at home in a quiet place? And my response to that is, why? Like, I love the little sounds. That was what helped me become an audio freak when I was a young kid. I would listen to the Beatles. The Beatles albums like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times and always listening for that one little intricate thing that I never heard before within the sound. So when you're listening to this show, I have not been editing anything out anymore. It's just if I make a mistake, I make a mistake. I'm out here in the field. That sounds like a song, potential song there. I think The Who already did that. But when you're out in the field, you hear everything. And I think that's kind of cool. That potential to hear whatever it might be, a bug or you can hear the craziest things with this recording equipment. Anyway, not to get too goofy on you or anything. I'm sitting in a car. It's where I do my podcast. I'm always recording out in the field, majority of, and I have foregone editing for a while too. I mean, it is what it is. I put it up and that's it. So anyway, what I want to talk about today is goals. And why I want to talk to you about this is I am sick and tired of one goal that I have talked to you about before and I have not achieved. And why have I not achieved it? Well, we'll get to that as well. So a goal. And why I'm thinking about the goal is I'm thinking about this quarantine. And why I'm thinking about that is what I used to do pre-quarantine was there were a couple buddies of mine. We would get together maybe every 2 or 3 months, or we tried to do it like once a month, but about 2 or 3 months we would do it. And what we would do during this meeting, we'd sit down, kick it off with a prayer, right? We are all Christian brothers. And at that point, we'd say, okay, what is it in your life that you want to refine, make better, correct, you know, become healthier? What is it? What is your goal for this meeting here? And I remember one of the last ones, I mean, we can go back in time. I could talk about many things that we did achieve during those. You know, my own buddy is a realtor. So he's like, man, I really want to sell a couple more houses this month or the next couple months. Great. Nice goal. My other buddy was like, hey, I also want to flip a house or two. I want to do that. And that's what they do. That's their business. And me, it was, you know, this is a long time ago. I'm thinking about it. Been praying on this podcast thing. Don't know what to do. Man, you know, but I think before that, I really am going to get deep in prayer about our talents, what our talents are. For me, I feel as if it is a listening skill. I am blessed and I will say blessed, and I truly mean that, with a lot of people coming to me and wanting to talk to me about their problems. I am honored to do that. It's not a burden to me. I'm not going to say I'm not an expert. I'm an expert in life, because we all are. We live our own lives. I'm an expert in my own life, and in your life you are as well. No one knows your life better than you do. So yeah, I'm game for just sitting back, and if someone needs to talk about something serious, then I know if they're calling me, if they're contacting me, they truly need to talk to me about something serious, and I'm all ears, right? And if they ask for my opinion, I'm very cautious to give that, but I might give them a couple suggestions on something. So I found that my gift is communication, maybe, and the ability to sit back and listen to somebody, and to the ability to rationalize and to have empathy and sit back and be able to put myself in someone's place. It originates from a very early age where you encounter somebody who is like, let's just say they're a violent person, or they're a troublesome person. And I just remember sitting back and always trying to think things through, like, what is the deal with that person? Why are they the way they are? And then you pop up some questions that you might not ever get the answers to, but okay, is there something going on in their house? This also segues to what I often say about the only perfect person is the one you know absolutely nothing about, which is true, because none of us are perfect. So we might all have these things, to go back to the beginning of this, within us, that we want to task these goals out to ourselves. The one I was praying on was like, please reveal my talents. And I don't say talent like, oh man, I'm a heck of a guitar player or something. I don't really mean it that way. Again, a talent can be, your trade, what you're really good at, like helping others. You can be a frontline worker. You have this passion within to give back, to volunteer. For me, I believe that my talent is to be a good listener and to maybe talk as well. Ironically, this is what I'm doing here, talking to myself, talking to my kids and my family in the future, talking to you. And I feel really good about doing that, because I'm trying to share positives in this world of negativity. You know, it's such a dark place, this world. For me, my goal in life is to leave a little bit of a legacy in my children, but also when they have questions, or my grandkids might have questions, and if I'm not around, how would he would have dealt with that? And I think you need to do that, because you need to be rational. You can't act impulsively out of anger or frustration or fear or even love sometimes. You just got to kind of take a step back and see what's real, see what it is, and try to pray on it, evaluate it, and make the best possible judgment you can. So I prayed on, please, for God to reveal my skills or my talents, my God-given gifts that he may have given me to help me continue on my journey in life, to be a positive person, to make a difference somehow. And I'm not trying to be pretentious in that aspect. I don't mean that I'm someone special that has this gift that no one else has. It's not about me comparing myself to anyone else. It's me comparing myself to me and trying to be the best me that I can possibly be, if you can follow that. So anyway, in our meeting, that was one of the things that I prayed on. I prayed on heavily for me. I'm honestly probably like close to a year. And it may have seemed to the others that I wasn't really achieving anything, but what I was achieving is knowledge and learning more about myself and being comfortable with my voice doing this, what I'm doing right now. Back in the day, I was a backup singer in a band. I'm okay with that. But then the lead singer left. I was not okay with standing in his place. Not that I was better than him. He was better than me. It wasn't even about that. It was about some serious stage fright that I never told anyone about. That was just me getting up in front of people, singing a song. And half of the times they were the original songs that I would write, or somebody else in the band would write. Talk about putting yourself out there, right? I was not comfortable with that whatsoever. So in the meantime, again, I'm praying on this and this gift, and my buddies are selling houses and flipping houses. And what the whole concept about this is, you kind of holding yourself accountable to, listen, dude, and a little bit of incentive here to the next meeting to tell them, hey, guess what? I did it. And I remember telling them, yo, man, I started this podcast and I don't really understand, where it's going to go. And I'm not really sure of my mission in that, but it feels good and it feels right. And I have this burning desire to continue to do it within myself. And so I'm going to go with it. And I'm praying that if this is something that God doesn't want me to do, then stop me. I'll willingly stop. And then you talk to other people who are like, dude, really? You're going to let your life's path be depicted on an unknown entity, an unseen entity? And that's where faith comes in, right? We've talked about that before. And yeah, in my faith, this is what I believe, and this is how it is. So long story short, was thinking about our next meeting and what we're going to do when I gather with these guys, hopefully when this quarantine ends. But I had a meeting myself yesterday. I called a meeting of the family, the fam squad. I said, yo, I want to talk to everybody about something. And they're like, oh God, he never does this. What's going to happen? What's he got to tell us? And here's what I want to tell them. Listen, I'm overweight. I'm so sick and tired of talking about it that I'm really going to try to hold myself accountable. Here's what's going on. You know, I'm seeing a lot of incredible foods around the house. Incredible food. Like the girls, they cooked chocolate chip cookies the other day. Baked them, not cooked them. Cooked them, baked them, what's it matter? Let me tell you something, folks. Perfect crispiness on the outside. Like, ready? I'm going to do the beard noise, but like when you crunched into them, a perfect little crunch. Crunch, and then you're into the moist inside. And the ratio of dough to chocolate chip morsel, perfect. They were homemade. Perfect. So I have like a galley kitchen. And what I'll do is kind of like an aircraft carrier, right? The galley kitchen is like the aircraft carrier is how I see it. And I'm the fighter jet. So I come in as if I'm going to land and do touch and goes. And I touch the back wheels and boom. I fly out of the kitchen, make a left, make another left, make another left, make another left, and I come bowling back in, and I'm practicing my touch and goes, right? That's what they do in the military jets. They do touch and goes just to practice landing and then aborting a landing and hitting the thrust 100% and taking back off, especially on a carrier. If you ever watch a scene from whatever, when the jet fighter lands, they full throttle just in case the cable where the tail hook hooks up, it misses. They got to be able to keep on going. So they hit the full throttle when they land, and you'll hear a whole bunch of noise, and boom, they come to a stop. And that's the arresting cable stopping them. So there's no stopping me, is what I'm getting to. I go through, and there's the chocolate chip cookies on my left-hand side. So kind of like a tail hook where a jet fighter would have a tail hook that drops down, and you hook the wire. I stick my hook, which is my left hand, out, and like a claw, grasp a chocolate chip cookie, and scoot on out the other side and fly to another altitude and do a little hovering maneuver and fly through again. And when I'm doing that, I'm thinking I'm being inconspicuous, right? I'm undercover. I'm a secret cookie eating man. Well, they know exactly what I'm doing and they're counting and they're like, yo, Dad, that's five cookies in a row. And I'm like, I'm sorry. They're perfect chocolate chip cookies. Even my wife said they are absolutely probably the best chocolate chip cookies you girls ever made. I can't help myself with that, okay? So I'm making a joke out of it, but it's real, man. This quarantine, it's like you're so close to the kitchen all the time. Everybody out there is eating. They talk about the freshman 15? How about the quarantine COVID-19, whatever? I'm up some pounds. My scale is up. I didn't know it would hit these numbers. I didn't know it was capable of hitting these numbers. The most weight I've ever weighed my entire life. So with that, got to put the foot down. Just ridiculousness. Here's the beard here. So with that, listen, I'm fully in. I'm fully invested. We're not going to talk about this anymore. This is my little achievement that I need to achieve. I've talked about it before. I'm sick of talking about it. I'm on it. Okay, and here's why I'm on it. And here's maybe why you should be on it too. My family counts on me, right? They depend on me. And that's all well and good. We can go through life and be a little bit irresponsible in regards to eating just about whatever we want. And if it were back in the day when I could work out, not a problem. Could drop this, no problem. But I've been carrying this way too long. And here's the other thing that is kind of an incentive for me. I got to go see my cardiologist in 2 months. And he's going to say, yo, Tone, or Anthony, I asked you twice before. And you still haven't done it. And whose fault's that? It's mine. Over a cookie? It's not just cookies. It's stuffed mushrooms, crab meat. It's Clams Casinos. It's chicken parmesan from Aaron Pub. You ever go to the Aaron Pub? Have you ever been in the Philadelphia area? Have you ever heard of the Aaron Pub? The Aaron Pub is a place in Norwood, Pennsylvania. It's a fantastic restaurant. Been going there since it opened. Four decades, whatever it is. In the 70s, they opened. They got the best chicken parmesan on the planet. That's my saying. And they're not paying me. They don't even know I'm saying this. I'm speaking out of, because I'm a patron there. Love it. Love that chicken parmesan. Big as a plate. 2 pieces. Oh, man. So chicken parm, stuffed shrimp. What else do you want? I want some yodels, some ring dings, some Reese's. It could be my last meal. If I had a last meal, I was getting executed tomorrow, and they said, what do you want for your last meal? I would say, okay, well, let's kick it off with a cup of New England clam chowder. Then I want the eggplant parmesan. Excuse me, the chicken parmesan. Okay, while I'm at it, because I'm going to die anyway, give me the eggplant parmesan. Give me the prime rib over there. It's like the Flintstone prime rib. It's the size of a car. It's huge. Massive, but delicious. And I want the chicken parm. I already said that. I want the stuffed shrimp. I want clams casino. I don't know if I said that already. I want stuffed mushrooms. And I want the Bailey's pie at the end, right? Maybe with a cup of coffee. That's what I want. Is that too much to ask? Is that it? No. No. Yodels. Give me some yodels. You know what I'm talking about with yodels? They're a little chocolate roll, and it's dipped in chocolate. And I would eat it in a certain strategic way. I would bite the ends off each side, and then I would unroll the yodel like a carpet. It's rolled up like a carpet. Roll that up, man, and then I would take a little piece and dissect it. Surgically dissect this. I had a pattern when I ate a yodel. Ring ding. Eat the edges all the way around. Bam, bada boom, bada bing. You eat the middle. There's the cream. There's the chocolate. It's like a reward for being strategic. It's a wonderful thing. It's the same with a Reese's cup. You nibble them ridges all the way down. Work your way around, right? And then bam, you got the reward, the peanut butter interior. You think I got a food problem? Tony loves his food. Everything we do, folks, everything I do, everything social has to do with food somewhere. And this cannot continue. And I get it. And there were times before I had zero problem doing this. And I'm not going to say, oh, but I got a heart problem. I can't work out. I'm on this medicine. It slows my metabolism. I got the metabolism of a sloth. Who cares? Stop with the excuses. I've done it before. So, we have these goals to set in our lives. Why is it that we cannot achieve them? Because we don't have the discipline to do that. Because it takes discipline. Do you know what I said no to last night? I went out pre-Mother's Day, right? Bought a bunch of stuff that we could make some stuff. We also ordered Chinese in. And I bought this thing. It was Godiva cake or something. It's a chocolate. They call it a tort, maybe. I don't know if that word's right. I thought, isn't a tort like part of the British government, or are they Tories? Tories? I'm not sure. Something like that. Anyway, it's this chocolate Godiva tort with raspberry sauce on top. And I'm looking at it, and it's about the size of a small little plate. And I'm like, not a problem. I could destroy that in, I would say, 10 minutes with a little cup of milk or something. But I didn't, because I was rationed. They rationed me out a little triangle, so we each would get two small pieces. But it was extremely thick and rich and delicious, and I'm like, okay, I ate that. That was Mother's Day. Now, after my meeting last night, I ate well all day long yesterday. And then, bam, I see my daughter eating her second piece of the chocolate tort. And I'm like, where am I on the calorie count? I don't have any room for that. What does it matter? Dude, it's like the ultimate dessert. When I tell you, folks, it's delicious, it's stinking delicious. I'm not kidding you. There's very few things in life that I won't eat, but that I would eat the whole pie, the whole tort, whatever you want to call it, the whole tort thing. So guess what I did? I went to the refrigerator, this time like a helicopter, not a fighter pilot, because I needed to hover for a little bit more time. And I opened the refrigerator, and I kind of kicked the rotor tail back so I could face the refrigerator. Opened it up, strategically reached in my claw, and pulled it back right away. Slammed the door shut. And X-filled, man, got out of there. Boom. Went into the living room and sat down. My daughter's like, where's your tort thing? Godiva thing. Whatever she said. So I left it in there. She just nodded to me. Like, I know what she's thinking in her head. Yeah, we'll see if he makes it to tomorrow. He's going to do a midnight run. We own the night. He's going to come out in stealth mode. Zap. Now, woke up this morning. It was still there. Here's the moral of the story. Here's what I'm getting to. We have these tasks in our lives that we just keep on putting off. It could be anything. For me, I'm joking around. But seriously, it is for me. It's about weight loss. It's about really cutting back. Because, again, I am going to say this. Hey, moron, I'm walking around with all this extra weight and I have a heart problem? That's like, imagine, guys and girls, a 15-pound bowling ball carrying that around all day times two. That's 30 pounds. Can you imagine carrying that around all day? That's heavy. Right now, if I said to you, here's two bowling bags with two 15-pound bowling balls in there, carry that around, you'd be like, no, man, I'm going to be exhausted. Well, that's what you're already carrying around if you're overweight. So what do? There's only one thing. There's no shortcuts. You got to be disciplined. You got to want it. You got to think of food as nothing but fuel for your body. It cannot be a social thing. It can't be a social tool. It can't be just a fun time. There are consequences to every single time your claw, your paw, your hand moves with a fork, scoops, and brings it to your mouth. You open your lips, insert, swallow it, go for another scoop of it. Nobody does it to it but ourselves, right? There are definitely situations where people just cannot lose weight. But if you are capable, and I'm speaking to me here, I'm holding myself accountable in front of a wide studio audience. Hello there. I got to stop. So anyway, to cut that short, that's my goal I'm working on. What is yours? Do you have one? Do you even want to have one? The other goal I have in front of me, I'm picking up the guitar every day. I'm getting it back a little bit. I was never great. I used to play a 1976 limited edition Gibson Explorer, and the neck was so darn fat, it was a struggle to play that thing. Now I play a Fender Stratocaster, which is, I can wrap my whole hand around the neck. It's easy, easier, okay? But I've been playing that. I've been trying to get back into that. I'm trying to do more podcasting. I'm trying to, keep the episodes pure to half hour or an hour, because I screwed up about something. Podcast Radio in London has been broadcasting, and they need more shows from me. Gerard, thank you, buddy, for putting me up on there. I really appreciate it. The numbers went very high once you put me on. But Podcast Radio, if no one's heard about it, please look it up on the internet. It's a digital radio station broadcast out of London. And Finding Subjects is very proud to be there. But I got to get more episodes out to Gerard for that. It's just a little task like that that are going to benefit me mentally as well as physically. Hear that bird? Part of the wonders of not recording in a sterile studio. I like it out here. I'm in the woods, right next to the woods, actually, where I'm parked. But that's my task. That's my goals right now. And hopefully I can achieve it. And hopefully you can set one, some healthy ones, and achieve them as well. Some ideas, if you're a parent, some quality time with your kid at this time right now. They know, they can sense what's going on. They can sense your frustration in regards to financial woes and worries. Not making the bills. Job related. They worry. As worried as you are about your work and your career and getting back to work and finding money for food and housing, they sense everything that we sense. All the negative energy that we give off, they sense that. And some of you might say, well, that's part of life, and they need to toughen up, and they need to understand that life is tough sometimes. Sure it is, but they're also kids. They're only kids once. Trust me, they get mature really fast, really quickly. So maybe it's that. Maybe you just take some quiet time or some quality time with them, disconnecting to connect from the electronic stuff, and go have a catch. Take a walk. A walk and a talk, man. Miss those days with my young kids. We would walk and we would talk about everything. Any questions they'd have. Don't ever lie to your kids either. I mean, I'm not going to tell you how to parent, but kids are not stupid. And if you lie, it's coming back at you. If I didn't know a question when I was a parent, I have to go find it. Like, why is the sky blue, Dad? Oh, yeah. That's the only color pink God had left that day. Yeah. I don't know. I had to go find out. Why is the ocean blue, Dad? Why is it blue in some places and green in the other? Why is there only three states of matter? Solid, liquid, and gas. Is there a fourth? Well, yes, there is. Plasma. I didn't know that before I had kids. Kids made me research things. I didn't have to. But who wants to lie to somebody, especially if they're your own offspring? So there's cool things you can do with them. Play games with them. A lot of parents are under such pressure that they're in the house with their kids might be getting on the nerves. You might be saying, go sit down, go play with your iPad, go watch TV. They feel it too. So please be a little bit open-minded in regards to negative energy that we're all giving off, in the hopes that, you know, if we're aware of it, maybe we can do something about it. You know, get outside, look for something interesting. I'm going to hit you with this now. This is the origins of finding subjects. To me, finding subjects is the process of going out with my camera, finding something that I've never seen before, a subject that I find interesting suddenly because I'm looking very closely at it, be it a macro photography, looking at a leaf, examining it, looking at a bug on the leaf, whatever. And all that might sound stupid to you, but when you stop and you take time to look at something very closely in life, suddenly, for me, that is mindfulness for me that's taking everything away, all the negative things I'm thinking about, all the stresses of life, the heart thing, and all everything, all the things that I worry about daily. When I'm out finding subjects, I'm out looking for a photograph that I could share with somebody. Not for likes and accolades. Yes, I'm a great photographer. No, I'm copying something that I'm seeing. I'm taking and freezing that image to be able to share with others in the hope that other people will find that just as amazing as I do. A little bit of enlightenment, if you will. And I've also find photography meditative. It's like a form of meditation for me. I'm out. I am at one with nature. I know how corny and hippie-ish as that sounds. I'm out there, man. I'm doing that. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm not thinking of all the worries. Where am I going to be in 10 years, 5 years? Where am I going to be next year? Can I lose the weight? None of it. You know? Is my show going to be big? Who cares? Do I have one listener out there that might be getting something out of this? Hopefully so. So that's where I'm going to wrap it. Maybe you can set yourself a task up, a little goal for yourself to achieve. I got my 3 there, well, 2, whatever they are. It's just, really trying to drop a few pounds. Something I can do and I will do. Also, get better on the guitar. Also, increase my show outage, you know, put more shows out. Talk to you a little bit more often. I also keep them between a half an hour or an hour, which I'm doing right now. This is 27 minutes, and we're going to wrap it up right now. So something I'm going to ask of you, if you want to say hello, findingsubjects@yahoo.com. Findingsubjects@yahoo.com. Awesome. That would be great if you would just say hello and how you doing, where you're from, where you're listening, and if you have any ideas for the shows, I appreciate that. And also, if by any chance you're listening on, I hate even asking you this, but if you're on iTunes or whatever, you want to leave a review, cool, you know. Hopefully it's not a negative one, hopefully it's a positive one. For some reason that works for people. I don't know why when you give a positive review it helps the shows, but regardless, more importantly of any of that, if you know anybody who might be interested in this show, please share it, because that's the only way we get listened to, excuse me. So that's all I got. I'm going to cut this short. Tough times right now. We're feeling it physically, we're feeling it mentally. There's a lot of pressures and stresses on us, financial worries, health worries. I'm not going to preach to you. But man, prayer really works with me. It does. Pray to a higher power. Pray to whoever you pray to. Or if you haven't ever tried it, pray to God. Always listens to me. Always responds, but not in words. Not in deliberate actions that, this is from God, Tony. Listen, pay attention. No, it's not like that. It's like when I pray on something, if it feels right and I continue praying on it and I've analyzed all the possible answers, that's how it works for me sometimes. And I know, you know what? I mean, this is the closest I could do. It feels good. I think it's going to be the right thing to do. And God, please allow this to be what you want in my life. And if not, please let me know. And it kind of works out well. So anyway, I'm going to get going here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Tony. Thank you for listening to Finding Subject. Say hello. FindingSubject@yahoo.com. Go to Instagram. I'm always on Instagram putting a picture up every day. Having some fun. Okay. Life is too serious to be way too serious. Have a great day, folks. Take care of yourself.